I have a call-in guest. Ronnie Radel is the Chief Deputy Auditor and Treasurer for Lake County, and she is here to talk a little bit about the voting. We have an election coming up, and today is the first day of early voting, so it's a really good day to talk about this most important democratic act that we do in our country. Thank you so much, Ronnie, for being here on such short notice.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think it'd be great to, first of all, we'll just go through information and then also share a website where you can get that information yourself, because there's, you know, could be more to it, especially if this is something that somebody is new to. So what does it mean to say the early voting starts today? Tell us a few details about that.
Sure. So we have the primary election coming up on August 9th, and today is the first day to early vote. So you can early vote anytime between now and election day by absentee ballot. So that allows you to vote either here in our office in person, or you can vote via mail anytime before election day on August 9th.
And the way to do that is to?
So to vote by absentee or early, you do have to complete an application. So you can get an application online. We can also mail out an application to you. So you can either print that application and send it into our office, or you can apply directly online without using the mail. And after that application is received, then that ballot will be mailed out to you to complete, or if you're in our office, you can vote right here.
Right. So I'm guessing you could also just come into the office to fill out an application for people that aren't comfortable online or anything like that.
Yes, you can come in person, complete that application, then either vote your ballot here or take it with you. Then those ballots can be either returned directly to our office. We also do have a drop box outside of the courthouse where those can be left, or you can return them by mail. If you do send your ballot back in by mail, you want to make sure it does get here on election day on August 9th to be counted.
Okay, it needs to be in your hands by August 9th.
That is the important date. It will need to arrive here by August 9th. You can also drop that ballot off on election day by 3 p.m.
Okay, really good to know. And then let's back up a little bit to register to vote. You need to be 18 years old. And when you come to register, you will need to bring some information about yourself.
Yes, so there are a couple ways to register to vote. One, you can do that directly online. Can also come in our office to do that, or you can do that by mail. There is a voter registration form. So to register to vote, you do need to be a U.S. citizen, at least 18 by election day, and also to be a resident of Minnesota during the last 20 days. So you can pre-register now. We recommend you register by July 19th to be registered before that August 9th election day, so then you'll be registered when you go to the poll to vote. Or you can also register while voting absentee. So you can register to vote and vote absentee all at the same time.
Okay, so it's not like the registration has to take a long time to process or anything like that.
Nope, you can register and vote at the same time. You will need to bring proof of your residence if you're going to do that, which would be either a driver's license with your current address on it or some type of billing statement or something that shows the address of your current residence.
Okay. And now I'm thinking on behalf of my daughters and other young people that live in a lot of different places, go to college. Is there a proper way, like if you go to college somewhere else but you live here, is the best thing to vote absentee in Two Harbors or to vote where you are going to college, or does it matter?
Yes. So you can vote absentee for where your home address is. So if you're off at college, your home address would be here, then you can vote early or absentee here.
Okay. But if you prefer, like it might make a difference because if you're voting for a local people, if you are involved in your local politics at college and you want to vote down there, is that acceptable as well, as long as you just do the one and you don't vote both places, or do you need to do your home residence?
It would need to be your home at residence or where you actually reside. So college is a little bit different.
Okay, that would not be considered like a residence. That's more of a temporary.
Yes. So you should register and vote for the address that you consider home. So it's usually your parents' house or...
Okay, I think I got that. Now, do you have is your office, we've heard a lot about how, well, especially with COVID, it really sort of issued in the era of absentee ballots or voting early, and seems like our systems and our government have realized that it's makes it a lot easier to vote for some people, and it is not any kind of a problem for the system. So is there anything you could say about sort of the development of our voting process in the last few years, or is that something that, you know, you wouldn't necessarily want to speak to here?
Several years ago, absentee voting in Minnesota kind of went through a little bit of a change.
Okay.
So to vote absentee several years ago, you needed a reason to vote early or absentee because you were not able to vote at your polling place on election day.
Yeah.
Minnesota now has early voting for everybody, so you don't need a reason to early vote. Anybody can early vote, and it has really increased voter turnout, I think.
Yeah, I can totally see why. I mean, it can be difficult to get to the voting place on the day, whereas it's pretty easy to just send something in.
Yep, and certainly we had a large increase in mail voting and absentee voting during the pandemic just due to the situation. So it will be interesting for us election administrators to see the volume of early and mail voting now after the pandemic.
And isn't it true that Minnesota also has historically very high voter turnout rates? And I think, does our county even have high turnout rates?
Yes, our county and state as a whole have, I believe, the highest turnout rates in the country. So something to be proud of.
Something to be proud of, yes. Well, thank you so much for all you do with that, and for also coming on the radio to inform listeners. Maybe this is a little tiny piece of why we have high voter turnout. I'm speaking with Ronnie Radel. She is the Chief Deputy Auditor and Treasurer for Lake County. Thank you so much, Ronnie. Is there anything else you want to mention before we close it up?
I would just want to mention that if anyone wants to find more information on voting, they can call our office or they can go online to the website mnvotes.org. That's hosted by the Minnesota Secretary of State, and you can find any election information or question you might have on that website. That's also where you could register to vote, request your ballot. You can also view your polling place and see what is going to be on your ballot on election day.
Great. That's good to know too. So there should be no questions. Do your research now. Make sure you know who you're going to vote for.
It's a really nice resource to see everything that's going to be on your ballot.
Yep. Awesome. Thank you so much, Ronnie. And maybe we'll have you next time there's an election, or maybe closer to this election again, just to remind people. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Ronnie Radel of Treasurer for Lake County speaking about voting.